Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Beitza, daf Mem Zayin. Mem Zayin, we are on Mem Gimel Amud Beis in the Oz V'Hadar, and we are on the last couple of dafim here in Maseches Beitza. We noted at the end of the last year the differences between Shabbos and Yontif. The Mishnah highlights one difference, Ochel Nefesh, between Shabbos and Yontif. Mishnah Baruch Chelak Aleph. One difference between Shabbos and Yontif, and that's what the Gemara is bothered by. That there's the only difference. The Mishnah seems to say the only difference between Shabbos and Yontif is Ochel Nefesh. And the Gemara said, "Aren't there other differences? So the Gemara leaves that as a tzarachian. You know, what exactly is the other differences? There are different. The Gemara first said maybe we're not interested in the chilukim of onshim. Maybe it's only Isser v'heter, but then we said that even Isser v'heter, there are differences that are mentioned in Mishnayos that we mentioned. So there's no answer given. To note, there are parallels, even though the Gemara mentions differences in Shabbos and Yontif. There are many parallels to Shabbos and Yontif, including in halachic context. In halachic context, the Rambam says in Hilchos Hilchos Shabbos, and I think, and maybe in Hilchos Yontif, that regarding Kavod and Oneg, Kulan Shabbos Hashem. Right, that the Yontif is also called a Shabbos, so to speak. So for Kavod and Oneg, that would be relevant. But in Siman Lamed Aleph, in Hilchos Tefillin, Yontif is also included. That's where the Shulchan Aruch quotes Kabbalistic sources, and that is the fact that Shabbos and Yontif are both osos. It's also in the Gemara, but the Shulchan Aruch says b'Shabbos v'Yontif aser laniach tefillin. We paskin it's aser to wear tefillin. Not just, you don't have to. It's also to wear tefillin. Why? Because they are osos. They are called an os. If tefillin is an os, and if I wear tefillin, then I'm being mezalzel in the os of Shabbos. Right? And therefore, one is not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. The Rabbi Bachai quotes some sources that, well, what do you mean? What's wrong with two osos? What's wrong with two? So you have two. Why is that a zilzul in the one for Shabbos? So he says, no, you always need two osos. Why? Because al pishtei edim yakum davar. Right? Two edim. So one of the two edim. So on, we have brismila is also an os. So on a weekday, we have brismila and tefillin. And on Shabbos, we have brismila and Shabbos. That's why if we wear tefillin, that would be a zilzul. We wouldn't think the other osos are strong enough. And therefore, one doesn't wear. So the Achronim talk about what if somebody doesn't have a bris milah? Should he wear tefillin on Shabbos? Because then, if somebody is his brother's mesu echa machmas milah, so we assume not. We assume that it's an os, and that's why it is not allowed. So there, Yontif is comparable to Shabbos in certain ways. Chol HaMoed is a big question. Is Chol HaMoed included in the os of Shabbos and Yontif? So the Machlokas Machaber and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, "B'chol hamoed gam kein aser lahaniach tefillin." Me'atam ze ba'atzmo she'bechol hamoed gam heim os. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says chol hamoed is also in os, and therefore there is no same halacha would apply. There's aser to wear tefillin on chol hamoed according to the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the minag of Sardin, the minag of the Gra, minag Eretz Yisrael. V'yesh omrim says the Ramah she'chol hamoed chayev tefillin. Right, some say chol hamoed is chayev in tefillin, v'chei noagim hagilos elu lanicham b'moed ulevarech aleihem. Ela she'im avarchem aleihem b'kol ram b'beis haKnesses kamo b'shar yemos hashana. Interesting pshara that the Ramah has that you make the bracha quietly, but most of the time we make the bracha out loud. I mean, not so out loud, but maybe other people can hear it. But he says here we don't make it out loud in the shul. That's what the Ramah says, and the Taz and others talk about this issue of the bracha. What's fascinating is that what does the Gemara say about tefillin chol hamoed? So it's not clear, or maybe it is clear. Right? Rav Soloveitchik quoted his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who said, "Oh, bevadai no tefillin." It's a beferish Gemara. What beferish Gemara? If it was a beferish Gemara, there wouldn't be a machlokas b'chav and the Ramah about it. So there's a Gemara comes up in Arachin and Megillah from the Gemara about Hallel. About Hallel. So the Gemara says, what are the requirements for Hallel? Because you only see Hallel 18 days in Eretz Yisrael and 21 days, I think, in Chutz La'aretz. So what are the requirements? So the Gemara says, why don't you say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh because there's no Isser Malacha? Why do you say Hallel on every day of Sukkot and you only say what we call Chatzi Hallel on all the days of Pesach except for the first day? So the Gemara says that there's no chiluk carbon osehem. You bring the same carbon on Pesach every day after the first day. So there's that reflects a new Kedushas Hayom. If it's the same carbon, it's the same Kedushas Hayom. So you don't say the whole Hallel. Sukkis is a different carbon every day, and therefore you have the whole Hallel, reflecting Kedushas Hayom. Then the Gemara says, and what about Rosh Chodesh? Did I mention Rosh Chodesh yet? Right, lo ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. Right, Shabbos is not called a moed. Right, lo ikdish. It's not sanctified with an isur malacha. Lo ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. So the diak was, so for Rosh Chodesh we say lo ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. But chol ha'moed also, lo ikdish ba'asiyas malacha, no? Right, you're allowed to do a certain malachas of chol ha'moed. So it doesn't say that. It says the reason that you don't bring, you don't say halal on the other days of Pesach is because not chalukin karban aseya mashba, that it is ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. But the reason they don't say full halal is because it doesn't have a separate carbon. So the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that it was beferish that there's a full kedushas malacha, isra malacha on chol ha'moed. It's just that there are heterim, right, the five heterim of malachas, chol ha'moed. But in conceptually it's ikdish, and therefore because there's ikdish it's an os. And therefore there will be an isser of filling. There are other gemaras, but that's, obviously not so mafurish because there is a major machlokas. Okay, but Shabbos and Yontif, the relation between them is crucial. But again, the Gemara yesterday highlighted the chilukim between them. Good. Then we ended off with a mai beinehon, right? We could end it off with a machlokas about machshirei ochel nefesh. With the Gemara, remember we added in a line based on the girsa of the Charedim and others and the Karban Eda. Machlokas about machshirei ochel nefesh, right? Our Gemara quotes that the only difference between Yontif and Shabbos is Ochel Nefesh, but Rabbi Yehuda says also Machshirei Ochel Nefesh is Mutter on Yontif. Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. So the Gemara said, what's the difference? Let's read the last two lines again. L'may Nafkamina, meaning what's the Machlokas about between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? The Chachamim say Machshirei Ochel Nefesh are not Mutter on Yontif. Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, they are. Even the preparatory stages of Ochel Nefesh are Mutter. How far does Rabbi Yehuda go? That's basically the issue. Does Rabbi Yehuda allow Machshirei Ochel Nefesh even if you could have done them before Yontif? And then the Rabbanan would just be arguing on that. But everybody would agree that if he couldn't have done it before Yontif, it would be Mutter, even the Rabbanan. Or do we say no? Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim only argue if you couldn't have done it before Yontif. But if you could have done it before Yontif, even Rabbi Yehuda would aser. Right? That's the machlokes between Rav Chisda and the other Shitas. Rav Chisda says, what's the example of machlokas? Rav Chisda Amar lachadid rosho shel shpod beinehon. The machlokas is about a case where you have to sharpen the edge of the spit that you were using to barbecue, which broke on Yontif. Meaning the machlokas between them is only if you couldn't have done it before Yontif. If you could have done it before Yontif, everybody answers, even Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Chanina b'rei Rabbi Yavo Amar lohotzi esh b'na etzem beinehon. No, the nafkamina is lighting a fire. Lighting a fire is something that you could have done before Yontif and just kept the fire. So that's the case of machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda matirs even if you could have done it before Yontif. But if you couldn't have done it before Yontif, then everybody, even the Rabbanan, would be matir. So that's the machlokas. So Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Devar Dalia, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says, Hu Adavar, this is exactly the correct shita. We just don't know which one he was talking about. Right? We quoted two, and then he says, this is the exact shita. So Mahu Hu Adavar, what did he say that about? Lachadid Rosho Shel Shput Hu Adavar. Did he say it about the first shot of the Machlokas? Or Lahosi Esh Ben Avanim Hu Adavar? Right? Which one did he say? So we don't know. So we don't know what he said. He made a comment that that's exactly the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. That's what it's about. But he did not, we don't know. So the Gemara says, okay, let's at least try to figure it out from other sources, if we don't know exactly what Rabbi Yehuda Mer Pazi meant. So less the Chalagada, so must be based on the Brisa that we've already, or the Mishnah, that we've already spoken about, the Mishnah earlier. What did the Mishnah say? Ein mashchizen asasakin. The Mishnah says that you're not allowed to sharpen a knife on Yontif. That's considered tircha yasera. Maybe that's something that you could have done. Let's see. Ava masiya gabi chaverta. You can't use a special sharpening instrument to sharpen your knife. Let's say you're doing shchita on Yontif. Right? You're allowed to do shchita on Yontif. It's efshar to do that beforehand. So you're not allowed to use a special sharpener, but you could sharpen it on each other, on two knives. On two knives rubbing together. Which is what they used to do between shchitas. That's something that you couldn't have done before Yontif. A fancy sharpener that you could have done before Yontif. But sometimes it gets a little, a little bumpy or something goes on it. So they used to sharpen it after every couple of cuts, on each other. That's the Mishnah. And Amar Rav Chisda, whose shita is that reflecting? The Rabbi Yehuda, he Rav Chisda holds, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, meaning the Mishnah that says you're only allowed to do sharpening a knife is machshiri ochol nefesh. That's a preparatory stage. Ochol nefesh is shechting. Sharpening the knife is a preparatory stage to shechting. Machshiri ochol nefesh. And the Mishnah seems to say, you're only allowed to do machshiri ochol nefesh that you couldn't have done before Yontif. Meaning only sharpening it on knife to knife. But the fancy type of sharpening that you should have done before Yontif, you're not allowed to do. Says Rav Chisda, that's Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rav Chisda Lashitaso. Because what did Rav Chisda say 5 lines ago? What's the machlokas about? L'chadid roshel shel shpud, meaning the machlokas between them is only about a machshir that you couldn't have done before Yontif. But if you could have done it before Yontif, even Rabbi Yehuda asers. So that's Rav Chisda proves that from this Mishnah, but with the fact that Rabbi Chisda says the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, so that is proves the first sheet of L'chadid. The Gemara just adds, we take out the Dalid. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Devar Yakol Hi. Shmuel argues on a detail. He says, no, it could be that Mishnah is according to even the Chachamim. The Chachamim that don't allow Machshirin. What do you mean? Isn't sharpening a knife Machshirin? No. It could be that sharpening knife to knife is not really such a malacha. Sharpening it on a fancy sharpener, that's a Machshirin. But sharpening it on each other, you know why they used to do that? Kedi Lahavir Shamnunis Shaleha. It was just to get off the grease and some gook that was there from the previous shechita. That's why they did it. It was like cleaning the knife. That's not machshirin. That's called ochol nefesh. That's part of actual involvement. So Shmuel argues on that detail and says, no, there, it could be the mishnah is even like the Rabbanan, because that's a case of actual ochol nefesh. But Shmuel's not arguing on the fundamental idea that the chachamim would aser even machshirin that you couldn't have done before yantif. So that's how the Charedim explains it. So these last 5 lines prove that the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether machshiri ochol nefesh or mutar on yantif, that's only machshirin that you couldn't have done before yantif. Machshirin that you could have done, even Rabbi Yehuda would argue. Okay, period. Now a question that's asked here by the Yerushalmi. We don't find this elsewhere. Ma'o lahadlik ner shel avtala. Once we're talking about fire and being... We mentioned already that you're allowed to, right, the Torah says you're allowed to do havari, you're allowed to fire for ochol nefesh. We said before, maybe it's not lighting a fire, but it's just adding to a fire. Well, we had the Mishnah earlier because of molid, other reasons. So, you're allowed to light a fire for ochol nefesh. You're also allowed to light a fire, we know, for non-ochol nefesh purposes. That's the principle of mitoch. Mitoch shehutra havara litzarech, hutra shalom litzarech. That's the language the Bavli used. I think the Yerushalmi, well, we had a different lesson of like hoil, right? But the same principle, that you're allowed to light fire even for a non-ochol nefesh purpose. Again, when I say light, mosif, as long as it's for a tzarech. But if it's not for a tzarech at all, that we said was not so clear, right? That maybe that's a machlokas b'shamayim beis hillel, maybe even shlo tzarech klal. But here's the shayla. Mal lahalik ner shel avtala, right? What about a ner, a candle for nothing? Right, batala. What does that mean? All the mafarshim say. Look at the Karbata Eda. Shedolik shalolat sarach ela batala. You're just lighting it for no good reason, right? Is that mutter? Meaning, does mitoch say that havara needs some type of tzarech, or even if it's not a real tzarech at all? Right, the Pnei Moshe ner batala she'eno tzarech lo. Right, the Charedim quotes the Gemara we had earlier about. Do you say even shalolat sarach klal, like carrying out rocks? Do you need some type of tzarech? That's the question. Chizkiya Amar, Aser. Chizkiya says it's Aser, right? It's Aser. Masnisa, pligal Chizkiya. We'll get to where this comes up, Lamaisa. But the Masnisa, the following Brisa, though, seems to argue on Chizkiya. Masnisa, pligal Chizkiya. Chizkiya, who says it's Aser to light a ner shel avtala, seems to argue on the following Brisa. The Torah tells us in Parshas Vayakel, right? You're not allowed to light a fire anywhere on Shabbos. Right, we'll get to why the Torah singles that out. B'Shabbos in Atam Ein Atam Avir. So what is this we emphasize? You're not allowed to light fire in all of your Moshavos on Shabbos. So we're Medayik on Shabbos Ein Atam Avir, Aval Atam Avir Atam Yontif. But on Yontif, you're allowed to light fire. So that's what we learn out from this pasuk in Vayakel. So what kind of fire are we talking about here? In Tamar, b'dvarim sheish ben ochel nefesh, anin kaimin, are we talking about lighting for ochel nefesh? Then you don't need this pasuk to tell me that. You have a totally different. Haksiv, achashe yachal ochel nefesh ulevadi yasal lechem. This pasuk in Vayakel can't be teaching me that you can light a fire for ochel nefesh, because you know that from the pasuk of ochel nefesh. You know that from Vayikra. So Ella, this pasuk must be teaching me something else. Ella kianan kaimin b'ner shel avtala. It must be this pasuk is including even a ner for no good reason. That also is midah araisa, and maybe even midah rabbanan, allowed to be lit on yantif. So isn't that a raya against Chizkiah? Let's just finish and then we'll go back. Amar abavuna v'tani taman. But didn't we learn in Bavel? We learned over there that it's really a machlokas. Beishamay osir, beishamay would asir a ner shel avtala, ubeisil matirin, ubeisil matirin. So isn't it mutter? So Rabbi Nachum Achui, Rabbi Ila, by Kumi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Nachum asked this question to Rabbi Yochanan, and Amar Lei, Lotas or Velotishri, which is unclear. We had a machlokas ready. What does that phrase mean? Does that mean he wasn't sure? He didn't ask, or he didn't matter. Does that mean he wasn't sure, so he didn't give a psak? Or really, it's mutter. He didn't want to asr in public, though. Is that what it means? Or maybe it's really asr, but he didn't want to tell people because mutav sheishog again. Right, so you have three different pshatim, what this line means. You know, what does it mean? He didn't ask or he didn't matir. Either because he was misupik, right? Or it was mutter, but he didn't want to ask it, he didn't want to ask it because he felt that that's, would lead to things, or it was really usher, but he didn't want to say because mutav shehei, shogegin. So, what exactly is the maskana is a good question, but if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Yantif, Tav Kuf Yud Dalid, the Charedim quotes this also. If you look in Tav Kuf Yud Dalid, Hey, Tav Kuf Yud Dalid, Hey, Ner Shel Batala. Ner Shel Batala says the, who is he, Baragola, where is this coming from? Baragola, Yerushalmi Parakei de Beitza, Ukrib Yochanan, Tosus and the Rosh, they all quote these, the Rishonim quote this Yerushalmi, but it's not anywhere in the Bavli. Ner Shel Batala, Dahainu Sheinot Sarechlo, Aser Ladliko. Right? If it's totally meaningless, you can't just light fire on yantav. It's not a mutter malach. It has to be some type of sarach you need. Right? Asr l'adliko. That's the, and they assume that Rabbi Yochanan really holds that it's mutter, this last line. Right? Lo tishri votev. That's the way they read it. Aval, says the Shulchan Aruch, shel beis ha-kneses lo chashiv shel batala u'mutter l'adliko afilo b'yantav sheni achar mincha. What is that referring to? That's a Chubas HaRashba. The Rashba was asked this. The Rashba was asked, are you allowed, Rashba in a Chuba, Gimel Reish Ayin Zayin. He was asked, are we allowed to set, we ran out of oil, but we're looking to get more oil. They lit candles in shul. So, the question was asked, im mutter l'shamish ha-kneses, l'sakin ha-psilos la'ashashios b'yantav achar mincha. It's late in the day in mincha, but they usually have candles lit in shul. Are they allowed to fix the wicks, get the wicks ready, so just in case some oil comes, they'll be able to have it lit and be able to, they're doing it for today. So that was the question that it was asked. V'yafa, it says, V'yafa b'shalo haya b'shas tefila, shekfar gamru seder hayom, even though they finished davening already, V'afilu hachi kavod shchinahu ba'ashashios dolkos b'besakneses. It's kavod ashchina to have candles lit in the shul. Oh, nomar shema lo yavi. Maybe no more oil will come. V'nimsa shetarach shlo litzarach hayom. And it's a tircha shlo litzarach. So the Rashba says, forget about asking me about fixing the wicks. Why don't you ask me whether you're allowed to light the candles in the first place? Even if you get the oil. Right? Well, maybe why? Because you're shami and beitza. Shami and beitza, is this a real need? Is this a real need, litzarech? Ochel nefesh, an expansion. So the Rashba says, yeah, this is the minog, and therefore I would say fine. It's a need. It's a need, for today, and therefore, nagu bo hakol heter ladak biyadav neiros shelo al shulchanam. And then what about putting the wicks, No, if you might not even get the wick, the candles, right, the oil, so then I'm not gonna say. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes here. If your mom is going to for sure light them that day, fine. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tshuvas harashpa, that's considered aner l'kavid l'kavid hashchina. The Meiri in Beit Sadaf Yud Beis discusses, what about if you're just lighting because you don't like to be in the dark? You don't like to be in the dark. Is that called a need? Right? What's a need? Cooking and warmth and using the light. But what about just using the light to have light because I don't want it to be dark? Even, let's say I'm going to sleep, but I don't want it to be pitch black. So the Meiri says, Beit Sadaf Yud Beis, B'talmud Ma'ariv Amru, Ma'ava Luki B'der Shel Avtala. Right? This is it. This is the quote. Well, that's a lover. So the way that he understands Ner Shel Avtala is exactly as I just explained. Ner Sha'osin Oso Shalol Etzarech Ela She'ena Rotza Lamod Below Ner Af B'Shah Shehu Yashen. Right, that's the Meiri's pshat of Ner Shel Avtala. What does it mean to know why you're lighting the candle then? Like what, for just for fun? Right, what's Shalol Etzarech? A pyromaniac? I mean, that's what are you doing? So the Meiri says, no, it means you're going to sleep. You just don't want it to be dark. That's Ner Shel Avtala. So the Meiri says, Mutter! That is considered enough of its tzarech. V'davar hashava l'chol nefesh, avo ishi regilin b'kachim. Though not everybody does it, I think it's good enough. I think it's good enough. Good. So then he discusses lighting candles at night in the shul. For sure is good. Lighting during the day. Where does this come up, l'maisa? A ner neshama. That's a huge topic in the postgame, right? If some people have minhagim to light a candle, many of them are lighting a candle on a day of Yisker. So if somebody like, especially comes up in Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, it's only one day Yontif. So if you're a member, you're supposed to light the Ner Neshama, if you do it the day of Yisker, before Yontif. Right? Before Yontif, you light it. You light it on Chol HaMoed, you light it on before Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you can't light it anyway. But the other days, let's say in Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, let's say it's the last day, you're going to say Yisker on one of the days, and you didn't get to light it beforehand, and it's already So is that considered a need? A ner neshama. That's the sugya of ner shel avtala. That's what's discussed. The bir halacha right here. The bir halacha on tafkuf yud dalid. V'da'o de ner shel yartzeit imlo edliku be'erav yantav yadlikenu al kalpanim b'cheder she'ochlin bo. You know what? At least it should be in the room where you're eating, so you're getting some pleasure from it. De mosif ora b'cheder v'yoser tov she'adlenikim b'beis hakneses. You know, better to light it in shul. Then you have the idea of the kavod shechina. It's like kibud avim. And therefore, that's already considered, I guess, a stretch. But I saw some poskim in the Piskei Tshuvas quote that according to this, though, for a parent, yes, but maybe for a sibling or for some other type of where you don't have kavod, maybe it's a little trickier. Again, this is the sugya is this enough of its tzarech? Again, the minhag ha'olam, I think, is to be mekel. Again, lechadchila to light it before yanta, for sure. For sure. But are there haterim? You know, people get very emotional about this, about these kind of candles. So, you know, the Rav has to know when to give a heter and when to give a, maybe that's where Rabbi Yochanan, lotasar v'lotishri. He wasn't ready to aser. Maybe he was including in this time of Ner Shel Avtala. People, get very, machmed about this. Okay. So, but yeah, that's an important, sugya, important halachic sugya. Lo Savaro Eish also is, the Gemara, if you remember, talks about this. We know the Torah does not mention, 37 out of the 39 malachas of Shabbos are not mentioned in the Torah explicitly. It just says, don't do malacha. It doesn't say anywhere, don't shecht, or don't clean, or don't, thresh, right? It says, don't do malacha. But for some reason, two malachas are explicated. One of them is Hotza'ah, which maybe we'll talk about soon, but again, the Malach of Hotzah, that's the first Tosfos. Daf Beis and Shabbos talks about why the Torah mentions it. The Gemara talks about it. Tosfos expands on it. And number two is this case of a fire. Lo Savar Eish B'chol Moshe Voseichem. So here the Gemara has a crucial machlokas about why the Torah goes out of its way to mention fire. Lo Savar Eish B'chol Moshe Voseichem, which the Gemara here was Medayikon. That's known as the machlokas. Rashi quotes it at the beginning of Vayakhel, right on the pasuk, whether it's havara l'lam yatsas u havara l'chalak yatsas, right? Maybe what does it say? Explicate fire. Number one, maybe to teach me that fire is more makel than all the other malachas. It's l'lam yatsas. You don't get misa to light a fire on Shabbos, right? You just get a lav, l'lam yatsas. We don't pasuk in that way. L'chalak yatsas. L'chalak means to teach us that if I do five malachas of Shabbos, I get five averis. It's five different averis. L'chalik, l'chiluk malachas. Right? We don't say it's all It's all one shame isser. It's chiluk malachas. Again, if I didn't know it was Shabbos and I did five malachas, then that's one isser, just forgetting Shigas Shabbos. But if I knew it was Shabbos, but these are five different malachas, so then it will be five karbanos chatas. But again, that's lachaligazas, and there are numerous nafkaminas, mostly brought by the Rishonim. The Gemara doesn't have too many. What the big nafkamina, the first nafkamina is whether you get misa for lighting a fire. But besides that, are there differences between the lavyazas and lachaligazas? There are some, in lumdas, but we'll leave that for now. The Bali Musar say, lo sivari ish promo shosechem. You know, often on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos too, where everybody's at home and there's craziness and the balagan, they say that the Satan is merakeid dafka on Erev Shabbos. Why? Because that's when Adam and Chava were thrown out of Gan Eden. So it's in the Bria to have challenges for Shalom Bayis on Erev Shabbos. Right? So that's why one has to be extra careful. The fire of Ka'as. Lo sivaru eish b'chol mosh v'osechem b'yom ha-Shabbos. Don't light the fire. Be very careful about the fire of Ka'as on Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos. Bali Musar talk about that. It's never good to get angry, but especially on Shabbos. Good. The next Mishnah is about Tchum. Right? What is this Mishnah doing here and not in Masechah Shabbos? So the Pnei Yeshua here in Beis Adaf Lamed Zayin says, because most of the time you're not carrying stuff to the edges of the Tchum. You're not walking around outside so much on Shabbos because you have an Isra of Hotzah. On Yontif, you don't have an Isra of Hotzah, but you do have Tchum issues. That's why it's more common to have this issue of Tchum on Yontif than on Shabbos. So what's this Mishnah? This Mishnah teaches us that not only do I have a Tchum, we know up to 2,000 Amos, up to Yud Beis Mil, but my objects also have a Tchum. My stuff is also limited to whatever Tchum I am limited to. So, Habehem of Akelim Karagli Abaylim. My animals and my Kalim are limited to where I'm allowed to go. Right? If I lend something to somebody, as we'll see on Shabbos, it's stuck to my Tchum, even if he has a different Tchum. It goes by the Tchum of the person who had it when Shabbos started. As we know, that's when the Kfiyas Tchum is. Hamoser behem to Leroe, Lebano Leroe. If somebody gives their animal to their son or to their shepherd, Harayu Karaglov. What does this mean? If I give it to them on Shabbos, then it goes, Raglav means like the owner, the Bailim. Meaning, if I had it when Shabbos started, then even if I give it to somebody on Shabbos, it does not go by them. Unless, Kalim, we'll see, Kalim, Hamyuchadim Lechem and Achem Shabbos, Hariko Raglav. What if you have a parent died, so all the stuff goes to the brothers, they didn't split it up yet. But they basically know who's gonna get what. So if you have a kli that you know Reuven's going to get it, even though they didn't exactly split it up yet, it goes by Reuven's tchum. Harayu karaglav, it goes by his raglav. V'she'em yuchadim, but if nothing was split up yet, and it belongs basically to all the brothers, harayelu kamakam shaholchen, then it can only go to the tchum where all of them could go to. It's limited. If they all have different tchumen, it only could go to where all the tchumen, they all could go to, period. Masnisa says the Gemara, when the Mishnah said that if you give it to your son or your shepherd, that it's limited to your tchum. Masnisa b'shemasa lo b'yantif. That's only if you gave it on Yantif. Meaning when Yantif started, you had it, so it gets limited to where you could go. Avala masa lo me'erev Yantif, correctly aroeh. But if you give it to the shepherd, you know, before Yantif, then obviously it could go by the shepherds, because you gave it to the shepherd, he's in charge of it for Shabbos or Yantif, and therefore it goes by his tchum. Bishayeshlam roeh, switch that letter, acher. When do you say that if you didn't give it before Yantiv, it goes by you, the Bala Bias's tchum? If you have many shepherds and you didn't choose yet, or it's not known yet which one you're giving it to. Bishayeshlam roeh acher. Avalim ein sham roeh acher. But if you have one shepherd, there's one shepherd in town that takes care of all the sheep of the town, and everybody gives it to him, so you can already know before Yontif, that's where it's heading. So then, kiragle habakar. Then it goes by the tchum of the shepherd. Bakar is another word for shepherd. It just takes care of the cattle. So that is why it is limited. Vitni kein, and we learned it in Raisa. Hamoser b'emtel labakar. If you give your animal to the bakar, to the one taking care of the cattle, avo bishlo di labakar. You didn't tell him beforehand. You just gave it to him on Yontif. Hariu karagli abakar. It still goes by his tchum because we could already foresee that that's where it is going. The Rashba here, Daf Lamed Zayin, wonders. He says, I don't understand. Even if there's only one shepherd. Even if there's only one shepherd, it should still be good enough that it goes by the shepherd's chum. Why? What's behind this whole discussion here? Breira. Yesh breira, ain breira. Right? Once you give it to the shepherd, do we say it was already forecast from beforehand? Tchumen is derabanan, says the Rashba. If tchumen is derabanan, we paskin yesh breira bederabanan. So even if there's, right, even if there is roa acher, the Rashba says, it shouldn't make a difference. Even if there are five roim, so you should still say, once he gets it, yesh breira huvra hadavar, and therefore it should go by the roa. That's the Rashba's kasha. Afilu bishnei roim, amaylo, habederabanan yesh breira. So he quotes a Tosfos that we don't have here. It's a Tosfos elsewhere. He says, again, we mentioned a couple of days ago, when Sugi Breira is a huge topic. He says, here there's no Breira because he didn't make a Tanai. However, Eino Masne Bala Behema Beferish Alecha Min Aroim Ki Asim the Masne Beferish. Again, we mentioned Breira, Tanai, and Asmachta are all overlapping Sugis, and sometimes the Rishonim put them together. So we're not going to go into this answer. Feel free to look at it. It's the Rashba here, based on Mizayin. He tries to figure out why this is not Breira here. Then he adds, I don't understand the Rambam. The Rashba says he has, because the Rambam is machalik between a shepherd and a son. And the question is, where does that come from? You know, because the Gemara here does not seem to be machalik between them. Okay, let's just do the next part. Hashoel Kalim Echaver Be'er of Yantif Karagli Hashoel. If I borrowed a cup before Yantif, so then it goes by my tchum, because I borrowed it, then a shoel is a mixas kinyan, let's say. But Yantif karagli amashil. But if I borrowed it on Yantif, then it goes by who owned it when Yantif started, the mashil. Ha'isha shalom echaver tatavlun umayim umelach lisasa. What if a woman borrows, right on Shabbos, spices, water, salt, to put into her dough, and all of a sudden now this dough has a mixture of my stuff and your stuff. Ha'reil karagli shayim, then it goes by both. It goes by, it's limited to where both of them could have gone. Rabbi Yehuda says, the water is insignificant. If you borrowed water from somebody, you don't have to worry about the water's tchum, because that's not significant. Ein bohem mamish. We'll have to see what that means, but in the Gemara we'll talk about it. But this is the yisod of the stuff, the chefses of a person also goes by their tchum. Okay, we'll stop here.